George Busby, Reel 6.
Right, okay. So, did you ever actually see Winston Churchill when he was on the Aurora?
Yeah.
So, from a distance, or?
Oh, yeah. Well, not that far away, you know, from here to the Peninsula.
Gosh. Yeah. So, did he sort of get everybody on deck and address them, or give you a pep talk? Or?
It was a very important conference he was attending in, and we went in into the Red Sea.
Right. Did you know, like, did you find out afterwards, or did you find out at the time what the conference was about? It was all sort of hush-hush.
Yeah. And then we came back up and dropped him off and he flew home.
Right.
A lovely journey that was then through Suez. Wonderful bit of engineering there.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Why was that so special? Because you appreciated the engineering?
Yeah, look what it did for the world, really. Mm. Look at the distance it cut off the shipping.
Mm. So, I mean, even really, really big ships could...
Oh, yeah. And pass.
And you pass by each other as well.
It was not like the old Oxford Union Canal, the Grand Union, you know.
Do you remember anything else about the King of Saudi Arabia? The King of Saudi Arabia, was it? Do you remember anything else about his visit to the ship? Or did he try and talk to anyone?
They used to come down and walk around the mess deck, and they were better armed than what we were. That was they were there was quite a few of them. And when they skinned the goat, they were offered to anybody of the crew, which some of them had. And what they did to cure them was they towed it behind the ship in the salt water to cure it, which didn't get any very well.
Oh no! So, I mean, sharks might have gone after it or
something. They dried up all right, they cleaned up all right, yeah.
Were you ever aware of seeing any sharks or dolphins or anything like
that? Oh, you saw porpoise and dolphins in the Mediterranean.
Yeah. Did you ever see...
Sharp.
Right. Did you ever see dolphins in front of the Spartan or alongside?
Well, we saw stacks of porpoise. Because they'll come with their little dolphins and keep up with them.
Yeah. Well, from the Spartan, did you see them?
Yeah, from the Aurora.
Right. Could you describe what the Aurora was like? What sort of design of ship she was and what her armament was?
She had six inch guns and the only pom-poms and six torpedo tubes.
Did she have upright funnels? Or
no, not quite.
Slanty ones? Because the Spartans were upright, weren't they?
Yeah. I've got a photograph upstairs.
Was she a bigger ship than Spartan?
Yeah. Not much. Captain Barner, he was a classic, he was great.
Did he ever speak to you personally about anything?
Yeah.
Do you remember anything he said to you?
Well, he probably said he didn't see what he could do. He'd say good morning, or everything all right.
What was so special about him?
Oh, he's such a nice one. And I think the way he treated the ex-partner was marvellous. Yeah, he was a nice man. Better than the next one, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So was Captain Barnard on the Aurora all the time that you were on Aurora?
No.
How long was he on there for?
About 18 months, I think.
Right.
And he had, what I'd like to say.
Say what you like.
But then we had Captain Sherwood. He was BC. Right. He was captain of the Onslow when it ran the Channels. Yeah, he got one eye.
Gosh. Mm. Was he very strict?
Which I often not tell you.
Oh dear. Right.
No, he was not what we were used to.
Right. Right.
Yes, he was very strict. Yeah.
What sort of, was it that he had very strict rules and...
Yeah, and he wanted to be Lord Nelson. That's the impression you got.
He wanted a medal or something. Yeah.
Well, he thought that he got the BC, hadn't he?
Yeah.
But he was a different attitude to the crew to what Captain Barney had done.
So how did that make everybody behave? What was the difference for you?
Well, it wasn't such a happy ship then.
Mm.
It was when Captain Barney was there.
Mm.
So I think everybody liked him, everybody respected him.
Yeah. What were the sorts of things that you couldn't do on the Aurora after Captain Barney left?
Well, like you used to get man to man.
Mm.
One day a week if you were in harbour.
Mm.
And you're entitled to do what you wanted within reason.
Mm.
Well, if you hadn't got any main event to do what you used to, you find a nice place on the upper deck and have a kip. And if he came by, he'd make you get up sleeping.
Gosh.
That's the difference.
Because I heard that on Spartan, the chaps who were working the some sort of winding cable, which was very greasy, or I don't know exactly what it was, but on Spartan the chaps had to do it in their whites, which wasn't a very practical thing to wear. Were you aware of that?
No.
All right. Was it a similar sort of thing to what this? You know.
The freedom had gone then.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you knew what you could do with Captain Barnett.
Mm-hmm.
You knew just what you could do. A file you could go. And it was far enough anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But not the other one.
Mm-hmm.
That was right to the letter.
Gosh. Mm. So, did the Aurora have a chapel on it? Did you go?
No, that was a recreation room, just the
same. The same as Spartan, right? And you were going to say something about the Padre on the Aurora.
Yeah. The E-Day.
Oh.
Are we just jumping the gun a bit?
No, that's fine.
Well, the E-Day, we were off Genoa, I think it was, in the middle of a minefield. You could see the mine. And it came through, it was the E-Day. And we were allowed 2 bottles of beer each. And the Padre came out of the public address, I want volunteers to carry the piano upon the forecastle. Which is what happened. What could be spared all went upon the forecastle for a good old sing-song and an easel. And the Padre was playing the piano. And this big marine, he got a full set, beard set. And he said, Padre, do you know this old hat of mine? He said, no, I don't think I do. So he said, well, if I start singing it, will you play? He said, yes. So he said, hold on then. And this marine got and stood on top of the piano. You know where the piano is? And we were at sea. And the old Padre, he said, you start. And he started singing. This old hat of mine had seen some stormy weather and took his hat away and a few more birds. And then the next time it was this old coat of mine had seen some stormy weather and took that off. And it kept on like that right through. Till all he was dressed in was his underpants. And he said, these old underpants of mine, they've seen some stormy weather and they've had a bloody good time. And he took them off and everything was jangling about. And the old party playing away there and he was napping it off. I
could
see
it was the
last night. Oh dear.
Yeah. So was there a lot of you grouped round watching?
Yeah,
this?
Of course, everybody had
been
involved.
Oh dear.
Yeah.
Did you ever go through a crossing the line ceremony?
No.
You never?
No, never
Was it because would it be because it was actually wartime then, or?
Well, you're in that one area.
It was just when you literally cross the line. You would do that when you're. Right.
But we were put on when the Jerry's were pulling out of the Grecian islands and that. They put several of us on different trawlers and line sweepers to intercept and run off in these kites, which is a sort of an Arab sailing boat, to intercept them. And I was put on this coal burning trawler. There were three of us. And there was an Australian skipper on it. And I was on watch in the bridge with the captain and the assistant chef, well, in the wing of the bridge. And he said, if you see a light, let me know. So I see this light and I told him where it was. And he said, right, and he turned the opposite way. I said, what are you doing? He said, oh, I'm not doing half green. I moved through to intercept him. He was in the admin of it, he wasn't. And we sailed rain and rain like that for two or three days. Didn't see anything. Then he said, now keep a lookout for a black and white boy. You know, the boys that. He said, because I'm bloody lost. He said, no, I was happy to find that, then I should know where I am. It's true, it's us today.
Who said this?
This Australian captain. Well, he's only a lieutenant, right, but he was captain of his daughter.
Gosh, do you remember his name or anything?
No, I don't. I can see him.
Gosh.
Every now and again, because he had a jug of rum up in the bridge.
Mm.
And they used to get a couple of rum of what we used to on the big ship, you know. Because they had, I would say they come off watch from stoking boilers with coal and jump straight into the bungalow and wash. Because they ended up fresh water there, you see. And he said, do you want a top? And I was getting a bit chilly. Have a top, and they give you a top. I'll have one too, he said. Yeah. And after about half an hour, how are you feeling? All right. You're still cold? No, not now. Well, I am. I'll have another one. That's what was going on. He was a great chap, he was.
God.
Well, they were great creative blokes on that. And after about 2 days, I think it was, joined up with the Aurora again for the back of all.
When you were on the Aurora, what was the first operation you were involved with?
I should think perhaps it was
What's the first one you remember? Would you like to say something about that?
We did a fair bit of work up the Aegean and the Dodecanese. Funny sort of light work, you know. Nothing serious. And then we did this landing on this island and did that and took them back to Alex.
Could you see, when that was happening, could you see what was going on? Could you see much of what was... Right.
You see, what they did, they... The Marines went.
Mm.
And then there were so many seamen, so many stokers. There's a stoker, you don't have a stoker on board any, on the motorboat anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And we went ashore and we went up with the Marines.
So you were part of that?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And then as soon as they started having fire on us, we asked for more support. And the fire was very accurate. And that was all this having a wet shoot. Yeah. And then after that, with the one or two little sorties, and then we went up on the St. of France Lady.
What were the little sorties? What were they?
Well, to do?
Do you remember where they would have been? Right. And were you with other ships? Were you with like a squadron of ships or just on your own?
Through the squadron.
Oh, it was, yeah. Really?
Two of Tayforce, I think it was called.
Right.
And then he went up and did a bit up in Italy. One part did a bit up there in northern Italy.
Whereabouts was that?
Oh, I don't know now. I remember Vesuvius erupting.
Right.
Yeah, that was a silken heart, that
was. Was that from the aurora?
Yeah.
You saw
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
So, where would you have been in relation to the volcano when it was? You were out at quite
about,
a
probably about 15 miles from HSC. And the ash was landing on us then.
Gosh.
Oh, yeah. There's very fine ash there.
Gosh.
And it was a beautiful sight.
Mm. What was it? What could you describe it? What it was like?
Well, just, you've seen that on telly, haven't you? Mm-hmm.
Lots of flames.
There was too much molten lava from the day, but the flames were still shooting out and smoke and dust.
And lots of bits of rubble. And
yeah.
Right.
And we went up to South of France. We did that.
Well, where do you know exactly where that was?
Yeah, near Toulon.
Right. And what would you have been doing? You have been carrying out the same duties.
Bombarded and landed.
Right. And what was your part in that? Your personal part in that? Yeah. Were you still carrying out doing the same job? Right. Did that vary because the aurora was slightly different from the Spartan? Did your duties change much?
Not really. Well,
the equipment, the machinery.
You got a different job. The more you learn, you got a better job then.
Right. So what were you doing when you were on the aurora then?
Well, I was looking after the after steering gear, which was two compartments. The right compartment wasn't so big as that room. And the forward compartment where all the hydraulics were was about as big as this. But in the after one, you've got another electric motor in there with all the gear and that, and where the rudder pulled him up through the bulkhead.
Right. Were you happy doing that?
Great.
You enjoyed it.
Well,
better than what you've been. Well, better than what you've been doing on Spartan.
Because then there, I actually got a bit boring because all you have to do was take a few readings now and again.
Right.
Just, only once. Mm. And that was a practice run for an emergency if the hydraulic system broke there. You had to change all this coupling over and, so that you could do the manhandle it. And six more people came in there to help you.
Right. So how many of you would be working together then?
I was in there, I was on my own.
You were on your own?
That's what happened, yeah.
Right. Was there anybody sort of nearby to where you were?
I did. I would say there were officers' quarters above. Quarter deck was above. And then...
Because you're in a completely different part of the ship.
Yeah, I was right at the back end. Right.
And how far down?
Well, right down.
Gosh, at the back, right at the bottom. Four propellers.
Yeah.
Gosh. Was it heavy physical work? Or?
No, the only physical work was if the hydraulic broke down, you got a man on it, and then it took seven hours to turn the wheel.
Right. And did you have a damage control duty to do on the aurora? What would that have been like?
Well, just the same as far.
So to be ready
to. To be.
Right.
And that's where you close up. Stations, that's where you stop until they set you down.
Do you think people were better trained and things were better organised on the aurora regarding damage control, or do you think it was about the same?
Well, I don't think we had better equipment. It was older.
Right.
But it was.
What sort of equipment?
Firefighting equipment.
Yeah. Right. In what way was it better?
But everything worked. Did we didn't rely on electricity alone, which is what we did.
Right. So the actual damage control equipment was electricity driven on Spartan.
Yeah.
But on the Aurora, how would the damage control?
Well, we had these big fire hydrants on two wheels, old fashioned, but efficient.
Right. So if a similar thing had happened on the Aurora, do you think?
I think we could have coped better on that than what we did on Spartan.
Really?
Yeah.
Gosh.
That's my personal view.
Did you receive any sort of further specialist training when you were on the Aurora? Did you get any more badges, or did you get another sort of like? Did you become another?
Yeah, I was made up for first class.
Right.
And I sat to. I went back to school on board. Mm. We had a teacher on board.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Do you remember his name?
No. And. He took you at on maths and English, naval stuff. And,
What would his rank have been, or what would his title have been? A lieutenant, and some sort of.
I think he was a writer or something like that.
A writer, yeah. Right.
I passed all the tests to be a leading hand.
Gosh.
I got him up instead.
Oh, right. So it was mostly sort of maths and sort of...
Yeah, English. And,
right.
Naval engineering, really.
Right. And what sort of practical? Did you get any sort of extra practical?
All that.
Right.
You know, you can do all that, then you pass these other tests to see if you're trained well enough to take a step on it.
Mm. And so you... What the rank you achieved on the Aurora?
Of course. First class over, but if I'd have stayed on probably another couple of months, I was going to leave home.
Really?
Yeah.
But you decided not to because of your mum, really. You wanted to just come home and. Right. Is there anything else that I haven't covered with Aurora? Do you want to go into anything else in more detail, like actions she was involved in, or people that you knew, or particular incidents, or.
Oh, we had some fun.
Go on then. can you think of any particular examples?
Well, we're in Malta. We used to go swimming. The book of the old party used to take us to these different places swimming.
Right.
And we went there for a holiday, didn't we? And I asked the taxi driver to take us to these two places. He said, never heard of it. Never played it, never went. Of course, that's when Mintop was in power in Malta, and so the English weren't loved very much. Then we went over to the Isle of Capri on a trip when the war was finished, you know. Mm. The European war was finished. And then, we did a lot of police work up in the Greece and Salonika and Haifa and Tel Aviv.
When was this?
Well, not 44.
Right.
45.
What would that involve, police work?
Well, it was just police work. It was just showing the flag and...
patrolling?
Yeah.
Right.
You know what it's like now. It was more or less like that then.
Do you remember going ashore at any point?
Oh, yeah, when it took us on a trip to the Sea of Galilee.
Really?
Yeah. And the thing that sticks in my mind about Beggar was, you know, all sweets and that was on rationing. We got to the Sea of Galilee and I bought a pack of tablets. That stuck in my mind.
Gosh. Mm. Did you ever keep in touch with the Padre from Aurora afterwards?
No.
And was he the same Padre all the way through?
Well, on the Aurora.
On the Aurora. Yeah. It was the same Padre. Yeah. And did most of the officers stay the same on the Aurora?
Yeah. Most of them,
Do you know, why did the Captain Barnard leave? Do you know
why? Well, I think his time was up.
It, right.
Yeah, and I think he's got promoted, I think.
Mm-hmm. So, is there anything else you want to say about the Aurora? Any of your friends or? Did you have a different nickname on the? It was the same one, Buzz. Did you ever meet Kenneth Moore? Because I've heard that he was on.
He got his book.
You've got his
book.
All right.
You got to switch this off. It's clean enough. It's nothing.
Oh.
But it's. We had a.
Shall I?
Pick a book. And books. For raise money for the holster. And I've been out of this book for a long time. I couldn't get it.
Is that More or Less?
Yeah.
Right.
Have you read it?
I've read some of it. Yeah.
I had it for 20p.
Oh, right. So did you meet him?
I can't remember him.
Oh, right.
I can't remember him. I think Phil... He was a gunnery officer.
Oh,
right. Remember.
I think Phil Riley knew him quite well. But, Was there anybody else you remember? Anyone?
I remember the old Chief Terrica Fins. He was always good blue. The baker, he used to look after me. He used to make rolls for the officers. We had loads. He used to make these rolls. And I was talking to him one night, and he was in the bay case. And I said, don't roll then. So he said, I think I'll roll this time of day. Come on and see me tomorrow. I'll give up on this thing. So I went up and did it. He gave me up with the rolls out of dealerships. One of the jobs I had on the Aurora was I had a little caboose on the upper deck. We got an incinerator in it.
Right.
And I had to bring all the signals and that up the finish line.
Signals from where? What, like, that would have gone to and from the ship?
Yeah.
Oh, right, yeah. Right.
And, nothing that was relevant for that time. They were old ones.
Mm-hmm.
And things that had happened already. And used to get in there. And
what form would that take? Would it be like a long strip or little sheets or?
What, signals?
Yeah.
Just a long really
piece of paper.
Yeah.
What sort of like? Yeah. Foolscap or something like that?
No, not so big as that.
Oh, right.
Just make where it's big as a double page of your book.
Oh, A4. Right.